Greetings. This is episode 38 of Shadows of Crimes, Family R. Frost. This episode will be about Henry Lee Lucas. He was born August 23rd of 1936 in Virginia, and he died March 12th of 2001 in Texas. He seemed to have had a very rough childhood. At the age of 10, due to a fight with his brother that led to an infection, he lost his eye. His mother was a prostitute who would make him cross-dress to rent him out for extra money. Although, due to the school board complaining about his outfits, that was eventually stopped. His father, who was an alcoholic, died in 1949. By sixth grade, Henry Lucas dropped out of school and ran away. In 1951, when he was around 15 years old, Henry killed the 17-year-old Laura Burnsley when she refused to have sex with him. In June of 1954, Henry was arrested for multiple burglaries, over a dozen, and sentenced to 4 years imprisonment. In 1957, Lucas escaped, but was recaptured merely 3 days later. Although this did cause his release date to move to September of 1959. After the release, he moved in with his half-sister and got engaged to his pen pal who he had been writing while in prison. His mother did not approve of her, though. In 1971, Henry Lee Lucas was convicted for an attempted kidnapping of 3 schoolgirls. This caused a 5-year charge to spend his time in prison. While he was in prison again, he made a new pen pal, this time someone who had been around in the family. In 1975, they married, but divorced a mere 2 years later due to his new stepdaughter's accusation of sexual abuse. After that, he moved between family members and even a few friends. He decided to befriend his niece and attempted to convince her to run away with him, and she accepted. They tried hitchhiking and living in random places until they were eventually taken in by the House of Prayer in Texas. His crimes spanned between 1960 and 1983, although it stated that his first killing was in 1951. Henry was eventually convicted of 11 counts of murder. Some estimate he killed up to 350 people and should be known as the most prolific serial killer of America. He was charged with a death sentence on the brutality he caused to Deborah Jackson and her murder. He confessed to that case and multiple others, but he later retracted his statements of murdering over 100 people. Henry Lucas's case was lessened to life imprisonment instead of a death charge. Although, due to heart failure, he died on March 12th of 2001. And Henry Lee Lucas is buried in an unmarked grave due to vandalism and theft over the years, somewhere in Texas. If you like this episode and have an idea on new ones, you can email me at emmeline.frost@gmail.com. emmeline.frost@gmail.com. And if you're listening through an app that allows you, it would be great if you could give this episode a thumbs up or 5 stars. Or rate my podcast with 5 stars in general. And you can follow me on Twitter at Emily Frost, EmilyFraust. Until next time, think about all of the hitchhikers you've seen who may have been on the run from murder.